Okay, and it's time to share all your stories, your opinions in letters to the broadcast. And remember, you can write in whenever you like at powerfmsa.com.au. We love sharing whatever you've got to say. And this morning we're going to kick off with Ian, who writes, the whinging about car rego fines was similar to people saying it was revenue raising to patrol people wrongly sitting at the right hand of the freeway. It's quite simple, says Ian. If you drive correctly and follow the rules, you won't get fined. He continues, hopefully the idiots on the road cop the fines and then smarten up their act. I think they'll remember a lot better with money out of their pocket rather than a sign asking them to do the right thing. Zero sympathy for the people that get fined in these situations. Ian, just not having it at all. What do you think? Do you agree with him? No mercy whatsoever. He thinks, hey, if you deserve to get fined, you get fined. Coming in from Cam, awful news about the job losses associated with West End's closure next year in Adelaide. It's been a year with a lot of terrible news for jobs, that's absolutely for sure. That being said, says Cam, with the local beer so good in the hills, an old school heritage brand that didn't really change with the times was never going to last forever. Here's to the old red tins. Yeah, no arguments there. We do have some brilliant beers right throughout the region. I'm thinking Swell. Enjoyed a couple of those on the weekend. Prancing Pony in the mix. Mix Match. So many great beers, yeah. Absolutely. Right there with you, Cam. From Danny, how often can we organise a petrol station to open in the bridge? Petrol wars for the win. That's all she's got to say. And got to agree with you there, Danny. We've had on Adelaide Road, ex-convenience open in Murray Bridge just in the last couple of days. And it has driven petrol prices right down. Saw it driving in at 5 o'clock this morning. I think at the BP, 85 cents a litre for unleaded. Yes, please. We'll just do a petrol report every morning now. And coming in from Helen, she says, a huge good luck to all the Year 12s who start their exams this week. Hopefully all the time inside this year was useful for studying. Yeah, well, I suppose that's true. Silver lining to it all. There are a number of languages starting today with exams over the next 3 weeks for the Year 12 students. So best of luck to all the Year 12s. And finally from Aaron from Strathalbyn. He writes, please tell Damon don't try and sing on the radio. Aaron, each week we put the call out to you, much like the Batman symbol into the night sky, hoping that the Cape Crusader will return. We hope, Aaron from Strathalbyn, that one day you'll return to us and write a response to the fact that every Tuesday we are singing something to you, and that's going to change. Not going to change, I should say, today. We're trying different genres. Last week it was country. This week, a little bit of punk rock. Do you think I should have given up yet? I've been waiting for the day you tell me what I wanna hear. Till then I'll continue this streak. Aaron from Strath, does anyone ever see him? Tell him there's a radio show that's been singing him tunes for so long. You had a whinge, tore me apart, and now I sing you a song so we can both wake up from this bad dream. And don't you frown, turn that frown upside down. Yes, Aaron, we're doing some singing. Sure, this won't go number one with a bullet, but I wanna win you over, maybe this song will do it. And don't you frown, turn that frown upside down. Yes, Aaron, we're doing some singing. Sure, this won't go number one with a bullet, but I wanna win you over, maybe this song will do it. Has that song done it? I suppose we'll find out. Aaron and anyone, powerfmsa.com.au for your letters to the broadcaster. Let us know whatever is happening in your life. We'll do it again next Tuesday.